Kerry Fosa, and I'm a professor at University of Bristol. But the reason I'm here is because I'm a leadership fellow for a big research programme called Connected Communities.
Could you tell us a little about Connected Communities?
It's a programme. We've got 300 projects across the country. It's funded by the Arts and Humanities Research Council. And what we're funding is collaborations between universities and communities to try to do research in a different way, to try to do research that meets the needs of, that is exciting to, that is of interest to local communities all across the UK.
And are there any examples or plans on how that's affected West of Hills at all?
So there's a whole load of projects that are Connected Communities projects that have happened here. So everybody, I'm sure, will be familiar with the Digital Totem Pole. That was a Connected Communities project, a collaboration between a whole load of local organisations and Chris Speed and colleagues at the University of Edinburgh. But you'll also know the code books, the walking books and the walking guides. All of those are products of the Connected Communities programme that have been happening here in West of Hales.
How is working with community activists different from what usually happens?
I mean, universities try to collaborate with communities quite a lot, but quite often it's difficult to put funding into community for research projects. Quite often academics will take the findings of their work and tell communities about them, or they will just go and research a community without necessarily understanding what that community itself wants. So the difference with this programme is that we're trying to build conversations at the earliest stage of the research process that says, actually, communities know, have a huge amount of expertise, have a huge amount of knowledge, have ideas about what they want to happen in their area. They've got good suggestions for what we could do with research. And so the point is to bring communities in right at the earliest stage, and then the academics can bring the knowledge and expertise they've got. And so it's really about true collaboration from the outset rather than, you know, hit and run academic practice or just academics kind of talking to people.
And has it been a success at all?
I think it's been a great success. I mean, it's a big programme. It's £30 million so far. It's been running for 5 years. It will carry on running for another 5 years. I mean, it's what we're trying to do is radical and important. We're trying to change the nature of the university. And so it will take some time. But we are seeing really new and interesting insights coming out, and we're seeing projects that make a difference to people. We're also seeing things that don't work straight away, because not everything works straight away.
Out of the projects that have come out of Connected Communities, what one are you proudest of?
The projects are amazing. You've got a project like Tangible Memories, which is where academics and computer scientists are working in care homes with older adults to develop technologies that allow people to tell their stories when they're in a care home. You've got projects that are about pulling together carers who look after people with various illnesses and trying to draw on their expertise to tell the health professionals how to do their jobs better and differently. Got an amazing one called the Ornithology World Archive, which is connecting communities who love birdwatching all around the world to tell stories about birds in different places. And actually, I've just been talking to somebody at the Healthy Living Centre, and hopefully, I know there's a new wildlife walk that's going to be happening here. So, I mean, you know, hopefully we can make a connection between that archive so that the West of Hales birdwatching community can put their information in and into this kind of massive international global archive of information about birds and bird culture. It's fascinating. It's wonderful talking to Ewan, to be honest, because he's got such energy and such great knowledge and commitment to the community, and he makes so many things happen.